A Curse of Beasts and Magic by Janine Frost. Read by Tavia Gilbert. To everyone who, like me, grew up getting teased about having our face buried in a book. Author's note: no part of this book was written with AI. Chapter 1. I had to let the beast feed tonight. I didn't want to, but if I didn't, what came next would be a lot worse. I hurried along the rain-slicked Baltimore streets. The Inner Harbor area was still packed with people, even though it was midnight. I wasn't here for one of its many bars or late-night eateries, though. It just happened to be between my apartment and the hospital where I worked. I kept walking. It only took a few blocks past the Inner Harbor's more touristy area for the neighborhood to noticeably change. Abandoned buildings and iron-gated windows now dotted the rows of townhouses and mostly closed businesses. Foot traffic was also down unless you passed a bar. I was passing one now, and two 20-something guys spilled out of it. With a sloppy smile, the brunette staggered after me.
"Hey, hot stuff, come here," he slurred.
"No thanks," I said firmly, and tucked some of my long, too curly brown hair back into its ponytail.
"Come on," he tried again.
Did he really think catcalling would work, especially on someone wearing medical scrubs? He was lucky I didn't take him up on his offer. Even now, my vision changed, showing red swirls haloing the catcaller's gloomy gray aura. I tried to sidestep him, but he reached out and yanked me against him.
"Not so fast."
His hands ran down my sides, and darkness stabbed out from my fingernails, turning them into sharp claws. I sank them into the cat collar. The beast inside me clamped onto that supernatural tether, burning through the violence in the man's psyche. He screamed, and the red flares in his aura dimmed. I snatched my hand away, shoving him and that inner beast back. Otherwise, the beast would consume the catcaller's life force once it was done feasting on his violence. The catcaller nearly fell. His friend caught him before he hit the pavement. My claws vanished with the same speed as the burn marks in my would-be groper's skin.
"What the hell, Jackson?"
his friend hissed, pulling the catcaller away.
"Sorry, he's drunk," he said to me.
Jackson sagged in his friend's grip. He was barely conscious from the beast devouring his violent energy. The red flares were now gone from Jackson's aura, too, leaving him haloed by what looked like an ashen cloak.
"What happened?" Jackson managed to mumble.
"You became a snack," I thought grimly, increasing my pace as I walked away. But unfortunately, I still need a meal. I never intended to be a nurse by day and a violence-eating vigilante by night, but here I was, 26, and doing both. Okay, a little more than both. I'd also given secret supernatural assistance to a patient during my nursing shift tonight, even though doing so had consequences. Desperate animals will gnaw off their own paw if left long enough in a trap. Well, I was the beast's trap, and using its power to heal made it desperate enough to gnaw through me unless I fed it what it craved most: violence. I reached the next intersection, looking ahead to see if the walk or stoplight was on. A bright light suddenly seared my vision. For a second, I thought it might be a passing car's headlights, and then I realized it belonged to a person. That person moved out from behind a cluster of people waiting for the light to change. I expected to see a small, wide-eyed face. Auras that radiant usually came from children. Instead, I saw the wrinkled visage of an elderly man. He had pale skin, gray hair, and he was dressed like he'd been cosplaying as a 19th-century librarian. Two men suddenly ran up behind the elderly man. Their auras were blood red and unusually tall, looming and swaying over them. One pressed his hand against the man's mouth and dragged him off.